Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Of the C2P. I am your show host, Bill Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL draft stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. If you miss any of our featured guests at the moment of the live broadcast, you know Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to these shows. Today we have a fantastic guest. It's the wide receiver from North Dakota Fighting Hawks. It's none other than Noah Wonzak, and this kid is a big-bodied receiver, plenty of size, 6'3", 208, and he was at the Beyond Sports National Skyline Combine, and as we know, with everything going on in our world with pro days being canceled, having some official numbers and times and heights, weights to go along with your highlights is a big thing. But with that said, Noah, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's going good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, we're excited to get you on. There's nothing like trying to, uncover a hidden gem, and you have so many nice intangibles, so I'm excited to kind of get to it. Growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you the better athlete? Were you the kid that was, scoring four or five touchdowns every weekend?
Honestly, no. When I was younger, kind of took me a while to hit my growth spurt. I definitely had to develop, in middle school times, I was never the kid that was on the A team tearing it up. I was on the B team here and there, but I developed and grew into a better athlete.
So you're not the kid at the moment. So when do you start becoming that guy, Noah? When does the body and the frame start to fill out and things start? You're not the clumsy guy anymore. You're the guy that's starting to be saying, hey, if you're in the backyard picking teams, Noah's the first guy picked.
Yeah, I would definitely say freshman year of high school, I kind of hit that growth spurt and just formed into my body a little better. I was in sports, a ton of sports throughout my childhood. My parents put me in a ton. Really basketball and football and track were the ones that helped me and developed me.
And now you played college basketball as well?
Nope. I just played college football. Yep.
Okay. You play high school basketball?
Yep. I played high school basketball. I love basketball.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just how about this one? I mean, you're 15 years old. You're dribbling the ball. I mean, who's that guy you tried to emulate when you were on the hardwood?
Oh, I would definitely say LeBron James. Yeah. Growing up, LeBron was kind of my Jordan. So I would always be in the driveway saying LeBron and then trying to dunk and stuff.
Pretty good dunker. Can you dunk?
Yep. I like to think that I can dunk pretty well.
Now, we know this is a football podcast about the 2020 NFL draft, but one more basketball question, Noah. If you're going to win a dunk contest, what one are you going to, are you going to do the double windmill? Are you going to do reverse? What's the repertoire dunk of choice?
I would have to say off the backboard windmill would be my go-to. Add a little flavor with off the backboard, and then the windmill is obviously pretty hard, so that would be my go-to.
Yeah, that's a good go-to. Once again, Noah Wonzak, the standout Fighting Hawks receiver here on the C2P. As we talk a little bit of basketball, but mostly we're going to talk about 2020 NFL draft and what this young man brings to the table. So you talked about the growth sport as a freshman. You start developing. When did you start getting looks, and how did you end up in North Dakota? What other schools were looking at you?
Yeah, so my recruiting process was probably a little different than most people. It wasn't until really my senior year that I really got a Division I look. So throughout like junior and sophomore year, I was getting some D2 looks and NAI and stuff. The UND coaches had me come up to Grand Forks the summer between my junior and senior year I came to an elite camp and kind of showed out a little bit, and then you know, kind of put me on the radar. They came to a couple of my football games, and then it wasn't until basketball season that they offered me, actually. So they came to a basketball game, and you know, kind of credit basketball because that really got me noticed, put me on the radar.
Excellent. So you'd start doing your thing. You're at North Dakota, and for you, no matter, I mean, we have so many young men that come on the program. It doesn't matter. You could be D2, D1, D3, JUCO. But when do you kind of get the sense that what you're doing on a Saturday can allow you the possibility to make it in the national football or league place in the XFL or CFL? When do you kind of really get the sense that what you're doing could possibly get you this opportunity?
Yeah, I would say the big moment is my sophomore year. We went down to Utah and played Utah, which was a big Pac-12 school. You know, it kind of showed me that, you know, if you're good at football, you're good at football, because we were playing guys that are going to get drafted and stuff. So that would probably be the moment where, hey, I can play with these guys, and you know, I could be more than just a college football player.
Definitely, that's a great, you know, and a lot of guys from a smaller school share that same sentiment. Is, you know, you go off and you play some of these big time programs, and you know, you're lining up against these guys that you see on draft, you know, radars, and lo and behold, you're doing your thing against them and having success. We ask all the guys that come on the show, you know, we throw you in the film room. These scouts are breaking down tape. You're in that room with them, Noah. What do you think they're going to love about you? What are those intangibles that you bring to the position that they're going to fall in love with?
Yeah, I would definitely say my route running. I'm very detailed, just kind of crafty. I'm not gonna burn safeties over the top, but I know how to work my body and just find open space. Along with that, I think they'll really like my ability to catch the ball. You know, my athleticism, my catch radius. So I would definitely say those two things are probably the biggest.
Nice. Now the play comes in. You're about to execute it. What's your favorite route to run? I mean, if you're going to catch a touchdown pass, what's the way you want to do it?
Oh, man. Well, being that I'm 6'4", there's nothing better than going up over somebody and catching a fade ball. But I really like running a post corner, too. So kind of deking out the corner, that's a good feeling for sure.
You know, what's funny is we had Micah Simon on from BYU a couple days ago. I have it in my notes. I take notes of your show. Jordan McKay, Oklahoma State. I asked him the same question. He said post corner. When you said post corner, I'm like, wow. So that post corner must be the popular route right now. How about this one? And we this is your show. We want these guys to get to know you the best that we can share you. I mean, what are the intangibles that we won't see on tape? I mean, you could have been a team captain, a weight room warrior, a film junkie. Maybe the offense you ran with the Fighting Hawks, you guys didn't throw the ball, or you could add more deep balls. Or what do these guys need to know about you that's definitely a big plus moving forward?
Yeah, there's a ton of things. So you mentioned the style of the offense. So my first 3 years, we were very run-oriented. We had two of the best running backs in the nation. And John Santiago and Brady Oliveira. But yeah, we didn't throw it a ton, and I still was able to put up some good stats. But along with that, like you said, I was team captain my senior year. I think guys really, really trusted me. A thing that the coaches always would say is be the same guy every day. So that's kind of the thing I took to heart. You know, I was always early. I was always that guy that would be 10 to 15 minutes early to meeting. I think it just sets a tone. So I think there's just a ton of stuff. You know, I was just raised in the way, built on hard work and, just a work ethic. So.
Nice. I like it. And then again, that's good stuff. Like I said, it's a great opportunity for you to kind of showcase yourself. And, you know, and I was trying to dig deep, trying to check out some stats. Cause you know, I was wondering if you guys were, run oriented, you know, throughout your collegiate season. And obviously, you mentioned that you were. Once again, Noah Wanzack, the Fighting Hawk standout from North Dakota, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we find out what this young man brings to the table. Now, I just threw Adam Thielen out there because he's a small school guy that ended up making it big for the Minnesota Vikings. But, you know, who's somebody that maybe family or friends, coaches, teammates, do you get comparisons to anybody?
I would say I get compared to Adam Thielen just because, you know, he plays for the Vikings and I grew up huge Vikings fan and, you know, kind of grew up in a similar area. So, yeah, I would say definitely Adam Thielen.
Yeah, that whole north, up north type of thing, it's just, there was so many parallels and coincidences. Like, you know, I couldn't say anybody else. I'm like, plus he had that small school background and got into camp. And that, you know, and that could be you. And then, you know, 3 years from now, when we have some other kid up north, then, you know, I could say, hey, he's the Noah Wanzak, you know, of the Arizona Cardinals or something. I mean, it happens. I've been doing this a long time. And there's nothing finer when certain things like that do come to fruition and you kind of get to reminisce. For you, now, going through this process, everything with this coronavirus has kind of eliminated, you know, pro days and workouts. Now, I believe you did, you took part in the National Scouting Combine, great numbers down there. What was it like just kind of getting into that combine prep type atmosphere and being able to just to work out and show what you had?
Yeah, for the National Scouting Combine, I was very fortunate to be able to go there and be invited. Obviously, getting numbers in with all these pro days being canceled was huge and something that will definitely benefit me. But it was definitely just good to be around some college football players, talk about, you know, what their experience was like. It was definitely kind of a good background and a good thing to compare myself, I would say. So, yeah, it was definitely good, and it definitely helped fuel the fire a little bit more, you know, just knowing that, you know, I'm up there and I can do this.
You definitely are up there. You definitely can do this, Noah. We are almost out of time, and we appreciate you sharing some of your time with us, but we always like to end the show with a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, sure.
All right, now take us inside that Fighting Hawks locker room. Could be you, could be a teammate. Who had the most bizarre nickname, and how'd they get it?
The most bizarre nickname. Oh, man. I'll have to go to our left tackle, number 79, Noah Martel. He was a good friend. I'm not really sure how he got it, but his nickname was Lard, weirdly enough. But, yeah, I would say that's definitely the most off-the-wall nickname.
Yeah, that's such an unattractive nickname. I mean, you could be called Money. You could be
Girls.
Yeah, Lard. I mean, it just, you know, you're out with your buddies on a Friday. You just don't want to be referenced as Lard, but that's a nickname's a nickname, Noah. It's one of those things. How about this one? Coach Schweigert, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Yeah, I actually have a pretty funny story about that. So during fall camp this past year, we would try to do some team bonding stuff. And then one of the things was impersonations. So each position group went up and impersonated their position coach. And we had Quentin Seguin, who was a D tackle, go up, and he was going to do Coach Schweigert. And just the type of the kid he is, everybody was a little nervous, just didn't want to make Coach mad. But he went up there and killed it. It was a good impersonation. Head coach laughing, too.
Well, that's always good. You'd be surprised. There's a lot of coaches. Guys won't even say who they won't even admit who does the impersonation because they're kind of fearful that the coach might not be happy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a hard no, and then they'll say they're done, but they won't reveal who does them. And then the final one, you're about a month away from the draft. Time to celebrate. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to prepare?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. The best cook in my immediate family, I would have to say there's probably two. I think my brother Jordan's a good cook, and he cooks some – he's a big hunter. So, you know, if you're going over to his house, you might have a moose steak or something. So that's definitely one that's interesting. But then I would definitely say my grandma Donna. You know, there's nothing better than a home-cooked meal from her. I used to love going out on the farm and eating what she had. So I would definitely say my grandma Donna. She's a pretty solid cook.
Excellent. Now, and I got to go back to that moose steak. Now, if you gave me a moose steak, does that just have the same taste as any other steak?
Well, it's a little different, but it's definitely more wild gamey, but it's pretty good. Yeah, he definitely has some interesting stuff. You might get some moose, you might get some elk, you never know.
Oh, that sounds excellent. Noah, man, you were fabulous to have on. I can't wait to kind of follow you as you make your path towards this next level. But we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Noah Wanzek, the Fighting Hawks standout And again, a lot to bring to this table. This kid has the size, the intangibles. You just love his background, team captain. And again, we all know this is a big thing for rookies, especially rookie receivers. He talked about detailed route running, and that's one of the most critical things that these guys have to develop as they go to the next level. A lot of these times, these guys are just kind of just, you know, I mean, the route tree is not something that they climb a lot, if we put it in that kind of perspective. But once again, Noah Wan's actually stand out here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.